Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Today I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I am all out of bubblegum. I gotta tell you, I am so beyond myself today. Today was one of those days where there was nothing but a waterfall of happiness. Okay, buddies of mine sent me some videos to watch today, and it was early in the morning. And then yesterday I was looking at technology. You know, we are between a hard place and a rock, I gotta tell you. And the only way out of this that I can see at this point is either a more perfect union where people are going to work together and have a connection with God, or an individual attempt and having a connection with God. Because there ain't no way out of this except through God. And if anybody else has these ideas that they're going to be able to survive this without God, they're fucked in the head. Period. Today, I'm hearing, and I said this a while back about famine, we got approximately 3 to 4 months. Tops. I was in the grocery store the other day, and I noticed that a lot of things that they had, used to have in abundance, was down a little bit. I shouldn't say a little bit, a lot. And the global regime, is now going to hunt you down like a dog. And they're going to take you out one way or another. New Zealand ministers have said this. They're going to go hunting for those of you down in New Zealand, you Kiwis down there. I've been down to your country. It's a beautiful country. Too bad you got a bunch of F-tards running it. You know, they're going to hunt you down in New Zealand. They're going to come looking for you. You ain't got the jab. They're going to make sure you get that, or you're going to get stabbed, one or the other. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just giving you the facts. Get ready. In America, land of the slave, ruled by the depraved. President of the United States is saying he's going to come knocking on your door. He's coming for you. Same thing in New Zealand. They're just talking a very polite way of talking so they don't get everybody all alarmed and defensive. And, you know, you guys pull out your bazookas and blow somebody's brains out when they come knocking on your door, because they want to come and take your guns away eventually. Now, you Kiwis down there and you Aussies down there should learn how to make fireworks. Because they've taken away your guns, so what's left is fireworks. So I would encourage you to learn how to make fireworks. You know, I'm sure you're going to have some kind of holiday coming up where you can light things up, get things to brighten up your day, something. In Argentina, they're going to do the same thing. They're going after you. There was Quebec, Canada. Oh, Canada. Oh, Quebec's coming for you too. If you're in Quebec, yay, they're coming for you. They're going to make sure you've been infected with the injected. This is a culling. This is war. The global regime has been very placidly and eloquently. This is why I speak sometimes in a salt of the earth language. Because, see, if you use the word fuck, everybody understands you. Depending on how you use the word. You've been fucked up. In other words, you've been roughed up, beat up, knocked down, and taken out. We understand that. But when they eloquently, basically, tell you that in a very passive way that they're going to kick your ass and take no prisoners, that you don't understand the way they put it. Fauci, I'm listening to this little fucktard. He says, get over it. Get over it. You know, this is not a political thing. You know, save your lives. Get the shots. Understand something about these guys. They are inverted. They're inverted and they're perverted and they're distorted. anything that they tell you is full of shit. Like I said, tonight is going to be one of those nights. So if you can't handle the salt of the earth, Canadian, Mediterranean, North American way of communicating, go find yourself another channel. I'm not going to pull no punches tonight. You have to have this wake-up call, and it better hit home. They are not fucking around with you. They're not going to play with you. They're playing with you like a cat and mouse right now. I mean, people have become so complacent that they forgot to use the one thing that God gave you between your ears, brain cells, connecting the dots, brain cells spark a little bit again. They need to come back to life. Since this bullshit has started, I've stated it was nothing but a fraud. It's still a fraud. But they have used this fraudulent boogeyman to bring us to a point right now that the food chain and the food supply chain is going to be completely disrupted. I was listening to another program where they're saying the farmers in Montana, the small guy, can't get his cattle to be slaughtered for market. They're only dealing with the big boys, the Gates that bought all the land. Okay, the Gates, the Fauci's that have been hiding behind their position, lying to the general population, the parliamentarians here in Canada, hiding in their little ivory towers, coming out making these little speeches, media platforms allowing them to have say whatever they want to say so that they can continue lying and deceiving you. How many of you took those fucking shots? And this is what I hear sometimes. Well, I haven't seen anybody die yet. Well, of course you haven't seen anybody die. And if somebody did die, you would know about it anyway. That information is not being reported. What I never understood is how somebody can keep lying to the general population and they keep falling for the same fucking bullshit over and over and over and over again. You know why I'm pissed? I'll tell you why I'm pissed. Because I had to stand my ground on whatever I have been talking about and what I believe and what I do. But because the general population has decided to jump over the cliff, now I am being forced to having to fight for my very life so I don't have to jump off that fucking cliff with the rest of these idiots. Now I have a military contingency that's going to be up my ass eventually. I'm not afraid to die. I'll tell you straight out, I don't think much of being in this shithole anyway. The earth is nothing but a shithole. They have turned it into a sewer. I mean, the idea when I hear about adrenochrome, the idea when I hear about child trafficking, God, you have no idea how that just turns my guts inside out. Takes all I've got to not puke. How I hear about child trafficking, how I hear about, the sacrificing and the satanic shit that's going on this planet. You have no idea how that just irks my ire to no end. Then we get these machines that are being put in place to replace mankind. I listened to a guy last night, the night before. He said Skynet is here. The sci-fi version of Skynet with the Terminator. Well, he says it's here. And you know what? I figured it's been here for quite some time. But he went into some great elaboration how it's here. And you know who put it here? I'll tell you who put it here. All these idiots that bought a cell phone. That's who put it here. All the idiots that put shit up in the cloud. That's who put it here. The guy was getting into some heavy-duty details about the technology and how all these cell phones and iPads and other computer systems that are out there today, probably Windows 10, is they're using these systems without you knowing about it, feeding AI and transferring information and data and using your software and hardware without you even being aware of it. They did this back in the mid-90s when Windows 3.1.1 came online and we went from that to 95. The universities and a lot of scientific communities did not have the funds to get computers. So what they were doing was they were hacking people's computers while you were sleeping at nighttime. If you left your computer on, the universities and labs all over the world were using your hardware. That's why sometimes when you woke up, you had viruses in your computer. At that time, we didn't have all these firewalls and all the security and VPNs. And that. It was just basically a wide open. We didn't even have cookies then. We didn't even have a cookie. Ooh, you're going to get a cookie. Wow. Everybody knew then and there, but when those cookies came out, this is nothing but a hack to get into your system. And they further developed all this technology so that they could hack it anytime they want to and use it any way they see fit. Listen, they can even spy on you with your cell phone. You may think your cell phone is off and you're having a conversation and you're talking about some shit maybe you shouldn't be talking about out loud and that phone is on. Now we have artificial intelligence that's pretty much taken over the whole show. It's running the whole planet. It's basically, this is what I'm speculating right now on what's going on right now with the global regime. I believe this is my hypothesis. Artificial intelligence is creating this situation in the earth right now. It's allowing the data that is giving these globalists. Because everything they've been doing is they've been using monitoring information based on certain premises that had absolutely no basis in fact. The AI, I believe, is subjecting the same thing to knock down the population of the planet. I think we're already at war with the machine. Everything I'm reading is indicating to me that we are already at war, and the military-industrial complex has done a wonderful job teaching this fucking thing how to fight. And how to kill, how to exterminate, how to decimate. Because everything that's being done right now is being coordinated in such a way, in such a manner, and on so many different fronts that the coordination is so precise and so flawless that only a machine could accomplish this. These morons that are in power couldn't tie their shoe with Velcro. So what I'm seeing, based on how I'm doing my research, based on all the other things that I've seen with genetics and nano and AI networks, it appears to me that the war with the machine is already on. They were predicting this, predicating it, that it was going to happen by 2050, that we would be at war with the machine. I think the timetable has accelerated. I think everything has been accelerated. They did something about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I forget how long ago, but they did something with the clock, and they did something by either, I think they took away a second or they added a second. And that second that they added on the mathematics, I think, caused the timeline to speed up. That's just a theory, but that's what it does appear to me, because that second would have accumulated geometrically, so that would have caused time to speed up. And I think with all that's going on right now and the way things are coordinated, how is it that six countries in one day are coming out and saying that they're going to hunt people down? And the other thing that I got today, friend of mine in Yanni in Europe, I was reading about the Russian Orthodox Church is telling the Russian people that if they don't get the shot, they'll have to repent the rest of their lives. I'm reading this, I'm thinking, are you effing kidding me? The church is working with the state to kill their own people? The Catholic Church, that they've been saying the same thing for the longest time. And now the Orthodox, then somebody wrote me from Greece saying that in Greek, the Greek Orthodox are saying the same thing. I mean, are you effing kidding me? These are supposed to be places where God is supposed to be representative? If you don't take the shot, you're going to go to hell. Are you effing kidding me? Like I said, it was one of those days where the overwhelming joy of existence was just coming over like a waterfall. You know, it just amazing, just amazing. The so be prepared, America. And Canada. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Did I tell you Quebec? Quebec is going to do the same thing. They're going to go after you in Quebec. You know, I tell you, I don't know what irks my ire more. To see Canada become this. It is such a heart-wrenching and heartbreaking thing to see my country going to hell in a handbasket because of a bunch of fucktards running the show. I mean, it really, really, really is sad to see. And I do understand that things have to get bad before they get better. And I do understand this is all part of the second coming of Jesus and everything else and all that. But still, it's a hard pill to swallow to see a system. And it wasn't a perfect system either. I mean, it's got problems as well. But it was... It had something to it, and now it's that little bit that was there they're going to kill it. Other thing I'm going to tell you is if you're not armed with a gun or a bazooka or a tank, might not be a bad idea to have a crossbow, compound bow, or a sling of some kind around. Not only for a defense, but for hunting. You may be able to kill small game with a sling. You may be able to, if you find anything left in the field, if they haven't killed it with their weapons and their DEWs and everything else, you may be able to find some way of surviving. I would encourage you all, seriously, get together, grow indoor grow ops, grow tobacco, grow cannabis. If you can grow coffee and cocoa, I would tell you to grow it. That's barterable. If you can grow potatoes, carrots, celery root, any kind of herb, rosemary, sage, thyme, peppermint, these are the herbs that will heal. Garlic, onion, leek, chive, grow it all indoors. Tomatoes. You know, these are things you can barter and exchange and can maybe get you through another day if you can get chickens or ducks that can lay eggs. There's your protein. I keep on encouraging you to buy dehydrated milk or dried milk, gelatin, collagen, egg powder, dried egg. You know, learn how to grow things, because this, what's coming down, is a harvest. There's a biblical reference that says two are in the field, one is taken, one is left behind. The one that's left behind is the one that got the shot, one that went along with the system, one that, you know, basically was kissing the ass of the elite. The other one that was taken out to the back 40 and taken out, you know, because they're not part of the system. So keep that in mind as well. You know, there's many ways of looking at that verse. I'm looking at it that way. I want to read something to you to show you how inverted the system is. Okay? How inverted the system is. It's called Resolution 2361, done in 2021. This is to ensure that you don't get violated or denied your civil liberties if you do If you do not participate, I almost forgot that. If you do not participate, there would be compensation for damages that would be the result of their offer to inject you, which they have violated and have not honored. Now, when you read this, it's all in red. Prohibits any compulsory vaccination and any political, social, or other pressure for vaccinations. Why are they going after you then? See, every time they write this shit down and they make these things here, these ordinances, these laws, these statutes, these mandates, these, you know, whatever. Every time they write this stuff down, they do the exact opposite. Prohibits any discrimination due to refusal of vaccination. They're talking about now in England locking them down hardcore. They're not going to be able to do nothing or go anywhere unless you got some yellow tag on you, like that snowbird thing that we saw, that movie. And here they're telling you that they're not supposed to do this. That this is like your guarantee that you're going to have your civil liberties. Again, more bullshit. Adopts compensation for damages due to vaccine. Shit, are you kidding me? I have heard horror stories. People have emailed me telling me that they have gone to litigate to get compensation for the damages of these injections, and they have been turned away. Doctors say they don't know what to do with them, and they can't get any money from the government either. I said this before. You're not going to get covered by your insurance companies. They would go broke. Says here, it allows a vaccination certificate strictly for monitoring the effectiveness of the possible side effects of vaccines, and therefore not to be used for discrimination privileges that the government wants to impose. Imagine that. If you don't got that passport, you're not going to be able to buy food up the way. Dun, 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 dun. They'll find you in the house, dead, having a cigarette in one hand, a bottle of brandy in the other hand, being empty, and skeleton. Here lies an insurgent that didn't want to kiss the devil's ass. He's dead. Ensure that citizens are informed that vaccinations are not compulsory. This is what they're going to do. This is what they did in Israel. Oh, you don't have to take the shot, but you can't go shopping. You can't go here. You can't go there. And Canadians, this is for the Canadians. Because I have to say, honestly, I always had an impression that a lot of people in this country were educated. Unfortunately, the education didn't really stick. A lot of these morons over here got these injections so they can travel or go to a ball game or go to an event. Are you effing kidding me? Now you can't fly anywhere. They're not going to let you fly if you've gotten the vaccine. And what events is worth your life? What job is worth your life? Think about that. You know. It blows me away. Oh, I want to go to a ball game. Hey, give me the shot. I want to go shopping. I can't live without shopping. Give me two shots. Make one of them a brandy. You know. This is the mentality. This you couldn't. I mean, oh my gosh. Most people in Canada have been brought down to a level of a 2-year-old. Seriously, oh, you want a sucker? Here's a little candy for you, but I gotta give you a shot. Okay. Here's a brand new television, but I gotta give you a shot. Okay. Here's a lottery ticket. You ain't gonna win nothing, but here's a lottery ticket. Oh, really? Yeah, I gotta give you a shot. Okay. That's Canadians. That's Canadians. They just, you know, go along with the whole show. You know, oh, yeah, a lottery ticket. Oh, excite me here. Ooh, you bestow my heart. Even if you did win something, you won't be able, you won't live long enough to collect it anyway. That's Canada. States is worse, but at least in the States you get better junk. You ain't gonna live long enough to enjoy it either. But I mean, what is it, the Carolinas? They're gonna give you some booze. Hey, you want to get a shot? We'll give you some booze. Hey, sign me up. And when you find out the booze are all blank, they don't do anything. Or they'll give you a car, or they'll pay for 4 years of your university. Oh, what a deal! You're gonna be dead in a year, but hey, but you'll have a 4-year university grant buy from the government. You know. It's amazing. Yeah, I talked about this a couple of shows ago, that the governor of Florida, they declare a state of emergency in Florida. They'll make vaccines mandatory. But this here is the resolution, supposedly to protect everybody's rights on the planet for these injections. Yet here they are written out there, and guess what? None of them are being obligated. Ensure that no one is discriminated against because they have not been vaccinated, because of potential health risk, or because they do not want to be vaccinated. Wow. In Canada, under federal law, mandatory vaccines are not mandatory in this country. And you do have exemptions just on the federal level, where if you have a religious belief that prohibits you from taking in any vaccine, you can be exempt. If you have an ideology that doesn't allow you to be vaccinated, you can be exempt. If the injection itself has components that you're allergic to, you are exempt. In other words, you can say no on the federal level in Canada. I could never understand why parents took their children to get them vaccinated. None of them ever read. This is what I mean. Nobody ever reads. And everybody would rather go along together instead of saying, hey, maybe we should look at this. Reminds me of a cartoon I saw once where a bunch of cows were going over the cliff, and one guy says, hey, I don't think there's something's wrong here. And the other guy says, shut up and just keep going. Seriously, that's oh, Canada. Amazing. And now we have a Delta variant. We got a Lambda variant. Delta actually means put you in a Delta wave. You know, this is the one thing, again, everybody's forgotten about. You know, I said this, I think. If there are viruses, they usually commit suicide. They expand to a point where they just die off. That's what the normal procedure is with viruses. But yet, now that they've been tampered with, and now that they've given a viral infection, injection at the height of a viral outbreak, nothing was done correctly. Now, in all honesty, we don't know if it's a virus because it's never been isolated. This is another thing that gets me about Canadians. How in the bloody hell are you going to take a injection where they don't even know what it is? They've never isolated it. The PCR test, everyone who has a half a brain cell would know that that was all a bunch of bullshit. Doesn't work. Even the guy that invented it said it didn't work for what they were doing with it. But like I said, the brain cells apparently had no spark. You know, could have put a capacitor to it, maybe jump started the thing, but no, they didn't do that either. This is what I'm saying here about why I'm pissed. You know, I'm now going to have to fight a real war with real bullets and real guns and real ammunition and real this and real that, because this is where it's going. And I'm going to tell you something else. See, everyone thinks we're going to be just fighting the government here. We're not just going to be fighting the government. We're going to be fighting a bunch of insurgent people that's going to be within the group that will betray you for a frickin' crumb. The government will give them a little piece of bread. Just for that little piece of bread, they will sell your ass down the river. You will have people that will be spies and everything else, just like they did during the Second World War. They can't wait to get a bit of news to tell their leaders or their representatives something's going to happen so that they can have more favors. That's the ones that survived the injections. This is going to be dog-eat-dog. This is going to be ghetto on steroids. Period. It'll either go one of two ways. Either you'll work together as a cooperative to stop that from happening, or you will be every man for himself, and then you'll wind up completely coming unglued, because then you'll be isolated, separated, and an easier target. And no matter how big, no matter how bad, no matter how tough you are, you will not survive. There's always going to be somebody bigger, badder, and tougher than you. That's just how it rolls. You know, that's how it rolls, that's how it goes, and that's the way it is. This, like I said, is complete sabotage. This is what they're telling you. This is how they're placating you. Like I said, this is how they use, you know, eloquence, pure eloquence, to give you this feeling, this comfort, this illusion or delusion that you are protected. This is just a piece of paper. This isn't even worth to wipe your backside with. This is just what was written to placate the general, to keep them in a state of suspended animation. I know it's very hard to get your head around the idea that your own government has gone to war against you. It's very hard to believe that your own government has betrayed you. Look around you. I heard two things today. I don't know which one. I haven't had a chance to look, but the election was postponed and the election was back on again. If the election is back on again, it's going to be a joke. Your vote ain't going to mean sweet F.A. If we don't get rid of the parliament that we have right now, all of them. And we don't get rid of all the premiers right now, all of them, and the council in the provinces, we are never going to get out of this in one piece. They all have to go, all of them. They're all part of it. They're all in collusion with each other. You didn't see the Conservative Party at any time really challenge the liberals. They went along with it. They had no choice, because the previous leader, the conservative leader that was there prior, was the one that gave us to China, just gave the country away. Betrayed his own people. It's unbelievable. We don't have any representation in Canada. We don't. If we don't get the people that are in the power right now out and put a whole new slew bunch of people in power, this country is done. There won't be nothing left but not even a shoelace. Nothing. You know, we are in this whole quagmire here, and again, we got four provinces fighting, and we got five of them sitting on their ass, and a couple territories which you don't hear too much about. You know, it's amazing and it's astounding to me that in Canada we're so willing just to sit back and watch the country die. This is beyond, this irks my ire to no end. I get the fact that people, you're afraid. Everybody's afraid, you know. This is not something that anybody was looking for. But holy jumping. The country had potential. A lot of potential. Now it's got nothing. We're sliding down a greased telephone pole with a fiery pit waiting for it. That's where we're at. In the United States, okay, you know, how they're all pushing Black Lives Matter. Well, Black Lives don't matter. White Lives don't matter. Brown Lives don't matter. Psychedelic Lives don't matter. Asian Lives don't matter. Indian Lives don't matter. Nothing matters. That's all a big front. Divide and conquer. Keep the races at each other. Have them kill each other. There is no any life matters. If life mattered, if life really mattered, then segregation in the United States alone would have ended in the early 1900s. All that shit would have been done and gone and wiped away. After Lincoln made everybody a slave, because he didn't free the slaves, he made everybody a slave. And if everybody had been paying attention and realizing that both, it didn't matter what color you were in America, you were a slave. Okay. And that's true in Canada, too. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter if you're from China, India. It doesn't matter if you're from Europe or you're of European descent. It doesn't matter if you're born in this country. It doesn't matter what your color is. It doesn't matter what your gender is. You're a slave. And slaves are expendable. And so if they can keep the slaves fighting amongst each other, nobody then fights the real battle that really needs to be taken, and that's your government. There was a president, was it Eisenhower? He warned you about the military-industrial complex, because that's who was really running the country over there. You know, if you're going to be on your guard, you better be against your own government. This is why the Americans had the rights to bear arms. Look what happened to Australia. Look what happened to the country. It was another good country. The government took away their guns. Now they're effed. Government can do whatever the hell they want. Canada's been wanting to take guns away from Canadians for a long time. They're just salivating to get all the guns. Because once those are gone, this country is fini. Period. That's the only thing that's stopping them from taking the whole shebang over. Then I hear Biden wants to go and try to take the guns away from the United States. He made a comment a couple of days ago, or I think it was a couple of days ago, where someone was saying that about the Second Amendment. And he said, if you think you're going to stop the government, you're going to need to put some nukes and F-15s and stuff like this. He was missing the point. He's missing the point, you know. But he's telling everybody, he was telling everybody that they would use, you know, extreme prejudice to take out their own people. The guy, I mean, that's just, he was seizing this, you know, that he would use the military hardware to kill Americans. Imagine that. This is coming from the President of the United States of America, and he would kill his own people that way? Holy jumping. What a selection that was. It wasn't an election, it was a selection. You know, we're going to be in for one hell of a war. World War III started in 1990, and it's not stopped, and it's now evolving into a more diabolical war than we've ever seen. And I was listening to another guy today, and he was saying that, you know, if they don't kill you with the shot, they're going to kill you with starvation. Or they're going to kill you in a gulag. Or they're going to kill you here. You know, I've often told the story about the people of Vietnam. And maybe, this is what it's going to take to get things back on keel. I don't know. Maybe. But the people in Vietnam, you have to remember, had fought three superpowers. Three of them. See, the war in Vietnam started in the early 1900s with China. China went into Vietnam. Vietnam kicked their ass. Sent them home, bloodied, bruised, with their tail tucked between their ass. Home they went. French went in, 30 years. Vietnamese kicked their ass, sent them home with their tail tucked between their ass. United States of America went in there, thought they were going to do something. They were there, what, 12 years and got their ass kicked and got sent home with their tail tucked between their ass. The Vietnamese had nowhere to go. Nowhere. They had to fight. They had to suffer. They had to endure. They had to fight. All they had was their faith and their courage. And those who could get out of Vietnam wound up coming to the West. But that's all they had. And Vietnam is thriving today. Not under the Chinese flag either, or the American, or the French. They're thriving. So maybe this is what it's going to take. Maybe this is what it has to happen. Maybe this is what is required to get things back in tune. I don't know. Hell of a hard way of doing it, that's all I can say. I wanted to talk a little bit, too, about... I saw a couple of more things from the mid-70s. They're all tied to mind control and programming. The first one was about deprogramming somebody and engaging a new program into a person. Interesting. I saw it right away after I myself had been through two cults. So I understand how that works and how programming being programmed and then deprogrammed and then programmed again. It's a bitch, I got to tell you. The way it can be done and how it really screws with your head. But and this is why I keep telling everybody, read the Gospels for yourself. Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Get to know who Jesus was or is. You know, was in the time he was, when he was here, delivering his message, and is being in today's times. You know, look at the letters. Look at the book of Acts. Look at, that's why I say read it for yourself so that nobody can hornswoggle you into some bullshit. Lead you down to whatever. Now, the other one, one was about being programmed, deprogrammed. Oh, yeah. Another one was called New Life. Now, New Life was, this is how cults work to a T. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The deprogramming and then another aspect of being programmed. It was called New Life. And this is how this rolls. This is what they've been trying to do with their bullshit with these vaccines and these injectables. They're trying to tell you to save your life. They're trying to tell you to get on board so that you can be protected and that you can then have access to things. Silly Billy, oh, yeah, until everybody is vaccinated, nothing will be back to normal. You got to all be vaccinated. Oh, remember him with his waving his hands when he's talking? I thought he was, flying or something. Everybody's got to be vaccinated. The world will never be back to normal. And then he makes threats about new viruses going to come out, new outbreaks, new this. They have been bullshitting you since day one on these new outbreaks, new this, new that, this new variant, this variant, that variant. This ain't never going to stop. I'm going to tell you, they will keep this going until people are so effing stupid. They won't be able to think anymore. And then with the AI networks that they'll have, these machines will keep men and women in a complete state of bondage. They'll never, ever be free. Ever. This is the game. The last one is an AI takes over of family values. And artificial intelligence is integrated into the family unit and then takes over how families are being run. This has already been done with us. How many of you got a cell phone? How many can't put the fucking thing down? Oh, I got, someone's gonna call me. I gotta be by my phone. Oh, phone, me, phone, ah. I gotta touch my phone. I gotta be one with the machine. You have no idea how I love technology. Not that I don't see something good. The computer was good because it allowed us to get to have access to information to broaden our horizons and our ideas to do things and build things and solve things and resolve things. But I hate technology with a passion. It has taken away the capacity for people to be able to do things for themselves. They can't think for themselves. They don't understand how to interpret things anymore. You know, what is it? Siri, what? Siri this, Siri that. Alexis this, Alexis that. Then the guy's talking about Skynet. That's all jumping, you know. And seeing AI roll over reality. Taking everybody over and then using the current situation to further implement the AI networks in this reality. It's amazing. But when you watch these, you're going to see a common theme here. And you have to understand that when this was done, what was going on then? Because this stuff that they're showing you here is super advanced. It's really advanced. It was advanced for the day. And this is how a lot of young people got hooked up in cults and sects back in those days. They used the same theme. A new life. A new beginning. A land of milk and honey. It's peaceful. You're going to have peace. You're going to have harmony. You're going to be one with God. One with nature. One with the universe. Oh, you're going to just be one. Ooh. Nirvana. You know, you're going to be one with the earth. You're going to work the soil. You're going to be back to the original. And you're just going to have this life of peace and harmony and all the other bullshit that goes along with that. And when you see this, that last one, it had a twist. It really did. I thought they did it really well. I really did. It seemed very feasible that, okay, just because a lot of people believe that the aliens are going to save us. The aliens are going to save us. Oh, yeah, the aliens. They're going to come down here and share their technology with us so that we can be delivered from the bad guys. Yeah. Once you're in power, in a position of power, there's a tendency to keep that power, alien or otherwise. It's just the way it rolls. And what they did here was the contortion or the twist was aliens, these were merchant aliens that came down dressed as holy men and walked around with this piety that they, this false piety that they carried. And when they got on the bus to go wherever they had to go, the prophet waved his staff, and they put everybody in a state of sleep. When they woke up, they were in the promised land. So then they became, you know, very simplistic in the way they did things. And then when they started finding out the truth about what was going on, that they had been abducted by aliens, and they figured, the aliens had told them that within a 500-year time frame, they would have a colony of men and women that would be the perfect slaves. Imagine that. A cult turning people into a slave. Ooh. Another form of slavery. Imagine that. You know, if you're a believer, even if you're not, the verse of the Bible says this, "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." If you remember those two things, nobody will entrap you. Nobody. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You hang on to those two things, and I assure you, nobody will be able to do a bloody thing to you as far as entrapping you into any kind of bullshit, because there's your standard right there. There's your standard right there. If you got that, nobody can enslave you. They may be able to jail you. They may be able to put you in shackles, but you're still a free person. And as long as you hold on to that, you will always be free. These three things I want everybody to see because of the way we're at today is because of these techniques that they have incorporated. There's another thing I was watching. Again, they went into the zombie thing, and they went into a little bit of elaboration on it. And I saw what they were doing. I thought they actually presented a perspective that I thought of. And I thought maybe it should be mentioned. See, with this genetic engineering, with these injectables, what they're looking for are the subservient people that will survive this and be the perfect slave. They won't say no. They won't say yes. They can be used for harvesting. They can be used for whatever. And they'll go along with it. You know, there won't be any will left. No will. No obstinance. No choice. No freedom. Just compliance. Perfect slavery. And it dawned on me that if some people just somehow survived the mutation of these injections, you would have something else to deal with if you're still around. Because these things will no longer be human. They will no longer be men or women. They will no longer be in the image of God. They will be in the image of technology. They'll be in the image of that tree or the devil. That will be the state of the mutation. And when we're looking at the the genetics of things, you know, there was one they actually talked to, had. There was one that I've seen, again, it's from the 70s, where the parents wanted their children to be genetically engineered so they would be smarter, stronger, faster. One guy got let go of his job because the guy 10 years younger than him was able to outdo him and outperform him. He wanted his son to be at the top of the game, so when they gave him the injection, the child had mutated. Now we have a population in Canada, the United States, and the rest of the world that have been injected with things to mutate the general population. So when I hear people telling me that they got dandelion and they got anise and they got nettle and pine and all that's going to stop this genetic insanity, they are truly, truly, truly deluded. We are going to be in for a lot of fun. I'd suggest you make good bonds with good people in your group. Start having a game plan about water, because the water may get shut off. Your power may get shut off. That's another thing that might be coming. You have to remember, this is all going to be about psychology. If you've never had to do without electricity, if you had never had to do without running water, if you had never had to do without having to go to a grocery store and where you actually have to grow your own stuff and do your own things for yourself, this is going to be a cultural shock for a lot of you. So you may want to transition that into a situation where you can ease into it or minimize the catastrophic change that's about to come. Like I said, you're dealing on so many different fronts, okay, and you got an AI operation running the whole show, and you got so many things coming after you, and again, this very thing I stated in the beginning, the resolution there, this is another indicator not to ever, ever, ever trust your government. Never trust them. Never trust the media, ever. That's a recipe for disaster on a range you can't even begin to imagine. You know, you don't need it. You don't need them. They need you. In order for a government to be in power, a people the people that are there have to empower the government by surrendering their rights to the government in order to be governed by the government. And if you don't surrender your rights and you don't capitulate, they have no power. Their power is constituted by the fact that you are going to be willing to obey and surrender some of your rights. That's how it works. If you don't surrender your rights, you have no government. Something to consider. All right, I'm going to call it a night. As I stated earlier, you know, I always say at the end of these shows, you might want to pick up a Bible. You might want to start reading what Jesus had to say. Start to stay in the New Testament under the New Covenant. Read what he had to say. Read the letters. Read the Book of Acts. Read Revelations. Read these things. It may be difficult at first because you got to remember you've been used to the Matrix download. Now you're getting the God upload. So give yourself a little time to get used to the uploads, and you know, like I said, you'll go from there. It may be a little difficult at first, but stick with it. You might be surprised how things will start coming clearer and clearer. I always got people on my site as well. I'd encourage you to support them any way you can. If you can send them money, please do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. At least then expand their work to other people. You know, share the knowledge, share the links. You know, you got all kinds of people there. You got Liberty, Deanna Spingola, Catherine, Fiona, Sherry Three Hearts. You got Yanni. You got Shy. You got Ty. You got Brian. You got myself. Everyone trying to do their best to make you aware, keep you healthy, keep you informed. So if you can help anybody, do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. Share the information. Alrighty, I always say at the end of these shows, you know, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So until the next segment, to your health. See you then. Take care.